This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. May 9th, New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission hearing about CCNS and HOPE standing. Honor our Pueblo existence, HOPE, and CCNS will be before the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission on Tuesday, May 9th, at the New Mexico State Capitol to argue that they have standing to challenge the groundwater discharge permit, DP 1132, for the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The hearing officer, who reports to the commission, recommended to the commission that the non-governmental organizations do not have standing. HOPE and CCNS are challenging DP 1132 issued to LANL under the New Mexico Water Quality Act. They are arguing that the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility handles, treats, and stores hazardous waste and therefore must be regulated by the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act. Further, the New Mexico Water Quality Act contains a limitation that no Water Quality Act permit may be issued if the Hazardous Waste Act covers a facility. The Environment Department and LANL have ignored that limitation, sacrificing proper regulation of the old and two new radioactive liquid waste treatment facilities. LANL submitted its plans and specifications to the Environment Department for two secret new facilities located next door to the old treatment facility for permitting under the Water Quality Act without any public process. Those plans were approved by the Environment Department with conditions, and construction of the first of the two facilities is almost complete. Under the Hazardous Waste Act, LANL would have had to submit a permit modification request to the Environment Department. There would have been public notice of the request and opportunity to submit public comments. The public would have had the opportunity to request a public hearing at which the public could present evidence, cross-examine witnesses, and make final arguments in support or in opposition to the new facility. The Hazardous Waste Act provides more public access to the regulatory process because of the greater danger of hazardous waste, which are capable of harm to human health or the environment. Please support the challenge by sharing this update with your communities. This is an essential issue because of the expansion of nuclear weapons work at LANL. All three of the treatment facilities would process liquid radioactive and hazardous wastes from the fabrication of plutonium pits, which are the spherical triggers for nuclear weapons at the plutonium facility. Please submit written or oral comments before or at the in-person or virtual Tuesday, May 9th public hearing. Please support this essential work with a financial contribution. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and sample talking points and comment letters, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all of our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.